The United States claims a single airstrike by its fighter jets killed 52 militants from the Al-Shabaab Takfiri group in Somalia. The U.S. military's Africa Command made the announcement in a statement. It said initial assessments indicate no civilians were injured or killed in the airstrike. Washington says the strike was launched in response to an attack by the militant group against local Somali forces. Following the attack, the U.S. military said it will no longer be announcing deaths or damage in airstrikes in Somalia. Last year, U.S. forces carried out nearly 50 air raids in the country. Media reports say scores of civilians have been killed and wounded in the process. The fatalities include children. However, the number could be significantly higher, as not all airstrikes are reported. The U.S. military has been in Somalia since 2003. It has about 500 troops stationed there. But what exactly is the U.S. doing in the country?
I don't know exactly what the U.S. is doing in Somalia. Just like the rest of the country doesn't know what our government is doing with its military forces around the world. I'm sure that they say that they're trying to kill terrorists, and they will claim that everybody that was killed was a terrorist. How they determine that, I do not know.
There are fears Washington's actions in Somalia is helping fuel the terror group's recruitment. The use of drones has also been controversial. Monitors estimate that over the past decade, the number of Al-Shabaab terrorists has risen from several hundred to nearly 7,000. Senior humanitarian figures have expressed growing concern about the potential humanitarian costs of the air raids. Research by a senior Somalia-based NGO also suggests the high number of airstrikes in the country has failed to weaken Al-Shabaab's power. The study found that the terror group is adapting to the strikes and that air power alone is unlikely to defeat the militants. They are still able to strike in the heart of the Somali capital. In October 2017, the deadliest attack in Somalia's history was attributed to Al-Shabaab. A massive blast in Mogadishu caused by a truck bombing killed at least 587 people and injured hundreds of others. The U.S. President Donald Trump has advised the Pentagon to loosen rules and regulations when carrying out airstrikes. Fighter jets and drone operations around the world are ongoing, especially in Afghanistan and Pakistan, while Washington is providing support to almost daily Saudi Arabian airstrikes in Yemen. Perhaps the most lethal American airstrikes have been in Iraq, Syria, and Libya, where civilians have paid a heavy cost. Since 2014, Washington has admitted to killing more than 1,100 civilians in Iraq and Syria. However, monitoring groups say the figure is much higher. According to statistics assessed by the watchdog Airways, the U.S. has killed up to 11,745 civilians in Iraq and Syria alone. The nonprofit monitoring group says the local estimates put the number between 18,000 and 28,000 civilians killed. During the five-month battle in Raqqa in Syria, U.S. warplanes dropped 20,000 bombs on the city. The UN declared Raqqa uninhabitable, saying the military campaign damaged 80% of the infrastructure. Amnesty International condemned the United States, describing its attack on Raqqa as a war of annihilation.
The U.S. government is not going to account for every person they've killed. They don't know. They don't know how many people they've killed. And their estimates are wildly different. And how the United States thinks that every person they kill is a terrorist is beyond me. I mean, I don't see the difference between being killed by a drone, by a bomb dropped from a drone or a suicide bomber. I don't see it. One is paid for by a government and one is paid for by a group, a political group. It's all terrorism. Killing innocent people is terrorism.
The U.S. bombardment of the Iraqi city of Mosul echoes the same stories as the attack on Raqqa. In such urban areas, the Syrian and Iraqi armies inflicted a much lower death toll by relying on ground troops.